Humboldt County's Board of Supervisors once again struggled with the uncertainties of the pandemic era in considering whether to resume in-person meetings, but decided to do so in early January. At their October 26th meeting, supervisors supported a return to in-person meetings while retaining a teleconferencing component for public commenters. County Clerk Kathy Hayes said the equipment needed to combine teleconferencing with in-person attendance is on order, but recent shipping issues complicate its delivery. The start of the new year is the goal for implementing the hybrid approach. The county's most intense COVID-19 surge is subsiding, but County Administrative Officer Alicia Hayes said that precautionary measures will still be needed if meetings resume in January.
Just based off of this meeting today, you have 41 participants. So that's what staff is speaking to in terms of the anticipated number of people who will be participating in chambers. 41 is certainly a crowd that will need to be managed, some in terms of social distancing and masking. So that is a consideration for your staff. Also, one last parameter that I'll just throw out there, speaking with Dr. Hoffman, who is on the line today and may also be able to provide some benchmarks or data that we can monitor to establish when going back into chambers would be best for us as an organization. We currently fall in the red tier, according to the CDC data tracking. That tier recommends you refrain from large gatherings. A benchmark that we could potentially strive to meet would be going into the yellow tier, which allows for more flexibility in terms of gathering in confined spaces.
Last July, supervisors had made a decision to resume in-person meetings in August. The Delta variant surge was already happening, and when local numbers of cases, hospitalizations, and deaths vaulted, the plan was dropped. County Health Officer Dr. Ian Hoffman told supervisors that current conditions are improving, but the future is uncertain.
You know, just to frame where we're at right now, it is improving, and it's definitely coming off the, you know, the worst 3 months of this entire pandemic for our county. And so I'm hopeful, and I think we're all hopeful, that this is coming to at least the end of this chapter. I think looking forward, it would be good to try to put some daylight between ourselves and any decision.
Of six other Northern California counties, Mendocino is the only one that's holding meetings exclusively through teleconferencing, with the others holding meetings in person with teleconferencing. During a public comment period, Southern Humboldt resident Roby Tenorio was one of several people who highlighted the benefits of a teleconferencing option.
I really appreciate being able to attend your meetings remotely rather than driving for 4 hours and then possibly spending the entire day. The cost of attending is quite significant for those of us who live far away, and it seems better for the climate that we can attend from our remote location. So I do support the proposal or the discussion that you wait to move to in-person until you have all the equipment that could provide the hybrid. The hybrid model is something that we've needed and asked for years, and apparently the technology was there. It just took the pandemic to open it up for us.
Supervisors grasped for a decision, but the lack of certainty about when teleconferencing will be ready to be implemented confounded them. After a lot of discussion and a confused motion-making process, they voted to resume in-person meetings in early January and implement teleconferencing as soon as the necessary equipment is available. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.